Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Marvel Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the Marvel Universe.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvel Movie Society. I'm looking at you because I know I'm going to get something for it. No? Nothing?
Not nothing? Today.
When he's done saying the title, will you turn my headphones back on, Chitaris?
Welcome back to our eighth show of the year, I believe. How many is that for us in
21.
Total?
21.
21!
Nothing more exciting than math.
Hey guys, we just, we can legally drink now on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we can legally drink on the show. I'm sticking to water though, because I'm straight edge.
I actually just switched to water.
Oh, congrats.
Because I like to break the rules.
You've been drinking all morning. Really hard.
We are the Marvel Movie News.
Yeah. Okay, you got cocky.
I didn't get cocky,
happened.
Nothing. We are the Marvel Movie News, where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. What are you laughing at?
I didn't get cocky nothing.
Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News, or find us through the Popcorn Talk Network, or on YouTube through the Popcorn Talk Network there, or you can find us through the Popcorn Talk Network's website, popcorntalknetwork.com.
It just looks like Kernel. After you stare at Popcorn Talk Network for
so
a long time.
Yeah. I am Matt Key, at The Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco, at M Placco.
Matt Cook, at Matt Cook Tweeted.
And we have two guests with us today in the studio. We have the return of Master Cojandro.
Yeah.
What's your Twitter, sir?
At Cojandro, which is Cojandreau, because it is hard to say in
Spanish. Yes,
I struggle, and I've had it for 26 years.
And guys, I'm so excited that you brought Sophie Turner in.
Yeah, we've got...
Thank you.
We've got Sophie Turner in here.
That's our special guest.
She also goes by the name of Shelby Steele.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us the story real quick about, the Golden Globes?
Oh God, my first red carpet ever. I'm like, I'm going to go and not make a fool of myself. I just don't want to trip, and I want no one to look at me. That was my only goals. Mm-hmm. Walking through, I get to the awards, and all of a sudden my phone is blowing up. They're like, Sophie Turner spotted on the red carpet. He mistook me. And then it blew up.
Yep, and you were famous.
Yeah,
for a couple of days.
That's great. So if she's ever rude to you, you could really ruin her life. Sophie Turner spotted slapping children, and then you just run away.
We've got a Ben Reilly,
winter is coming, guys.
Welcome to our show. We're glad to have you on the cosmic couch.
Yes.
We've got Jatarvis in the booth. Say hello, Jatarvis.
What up?
Hello, Jatarvis. That's how you're supposed to respond. No.
I'm supposed to respond like how?
Like a ventriloquist doll.
Hello, Jatarvis.
Like, hello, Jatarvis.
Uh-oh. Do you already have a question?
That's just my response.
Nice.
I'd love to respond to the 90s theme always.
No, whenever he has a question, that's what he plays.
Hey, Jatarvis, we get a lot of love on the messages and stuff for you chiming in, so make sure you do it if you have a question. And that goes for you guests, too. I doubt you'll have any questions. You'll be able to be like, wrong. Which is great, and that's why you're here. But anytime you guys have questions, shoot them out.
Yeah, so...
Actually, wait, I have a quick question for Jatarvis.
Jatarvis.
It's a bit of a crossover. What does the DC show call you?
Tutorial.
Oh, that's
because
nice.
You can also be the ventriloquist mannequin from the animated cartoons.
Oh, the dummy?
Yeah.
What was his
he's
name?
He's actually the one toy in charge. Something? Yeah, but he's actually the one in charge.
Like,
so.
What was his name?
Scarface.
I'm gonna
that's
just
super
call
ominous
you.
For someone in the booth just going, right? Scarface.
Yeah.
Hey, Scarface.
That's why I'm in the booth, man. I got Scarface.
Let's pause this show. The new Arkham Knight trailer is amazing.
I am going to die.
Back to action.
Back to Marvel.
Back to Marvel.
Yes.
All right, well, we're going to jump over to Fox, and we've got some news from Marvel with the new poster. Then we've got a little bit of Sony stuff and TV and Netflix, and then we'll go to the fans. So jumping over to Fox, we've got Ben Hardy was cast in X-Men Apocalypse. The role has not yet been defined, but we have a very...
But those are defined.
But look at that definition. That's up there for the ladies that I know are in our audience. And yeah, we don't know who's going to be playing. But he's a young dude. And
Stop it.
What? He is a young dude. Am I wrong?
He's a young dude.
That's a perfect impression of me.
I love the light shining on his one nipple so much.
I mean, it's such an intense picture.
Guys,
there's so many other ways you could showcase your abs.
But
none is as effective, I guess. But
I mean we chose it, did we? Like, it's there.
Well, wasn't that the announcement picture? I mean, that's the one that I've seen all over the internet.
It looks good from down here.
It looks good from down there, Sean?
I think he looks positively angelic.
Oh, are you making a claim?
I think he looks ice cold.
Oh.
Do you think that they're going to, like, because the rumors have been Angel. Like, they've all been, like, circling around Angel. So, yeah, but.
I see Jack Kirby's Iceman. Like, he looks so much like classic Iceman to me. And if they go, like, original five.
He has smarmy Iceman look to him. He definitely he does. But he could also play smarmy rich kid.
Angel.
So
like,
it
kind of
goes both
ways. And I never realized how similar they were until this guy was announced.
Yeah,
I was like,
right.
Oh, someone can play both?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can someone take that picture and Photoshop wings on him for me,
and
please?
Then tint him blue.
Yeah.
And
we'll see. Yeah. Yeah. So we can figure out.
Well, that's one of the things that I'm excited about is if he's Angel, like, does that, and if he's Angel and we've got Apocalypse in the movie, does that mean we're getting Archangel? Like,
that'd be so bold and quick,
for
wouldn't
it? For a kid, too.
I know. That would be amazing.
In one movie, they're just like, let's introduce him. Let's rip his wings off. Let's make him metal wings. Let's do, like, that's a lot of movie.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's done, 200 episodes in that show?
I don't
know. So that's his one IMDb credit is 200 episodes on a British show.
EastEnders.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess he can handle it.
Also, for clarification, he is not related to Tom Hardy.
Oh, good.
Unfortunately.
I know. I was really let down.
Good. We'll be able to understand what he says.
I had to, look that up.
Ooh.
I wanted Tom Hardy to be Apocalypse so bad. Mm-hmm. I wanted Tom Hardy to be Apocalypse.
Me, too. I thought he would be so good as Apocalypse.
He's young Apocalypse. That's why they're not announcing who he is. He's just, like, one scene.
What
he's just,
he
like,
is?
Flexing as young Apocalypse. That's his only...
Apocalypse?
Yes. Apocalypse.
So yeah, we don't know who he's going to be, but that's exciting. We've got new casting. Now, do you think that they are going to do original five? Because we've got young Cyclops, we've got young Jean Grey, but then we've also got young Storm and young Nightcrawler. And so we've got two different teams, and we've already had an Iceman, but he was already young. So, like, do you think
we already
gonna...
have Angel too?
Yeah,
Ben Foster was Angel in X-Men 3.
But I don't think that they're counting X-Men 3.
I think we've retconned that out of existence.
Yeah, I think Days of Future Past was purely to retcon
X-Men
3.
I mean, I'd like it. I'd like to see the originals up there. But I also prefer Uncanny X-Men. Like, I want the Colossus and Wolverine. I want that team. That's those are my X-Men. We already have Nightcrawler, Storm, and all that.
And Storm,
I would love that. I'd love to see a wise guy Iceman. More than I would like to see an Angel.
Yeah, same.
I would like to see Archangel more than I'd like to see Angel. So,
I want to see Angel with a bazooka flying at me.
There you go.
That's what I want to see.
But with that weird skirt thing you wore for a while, it's like, why not? I think they might go like Claremont's all new X-Men, like you were talking about, because they just announced that Colossus is getting recast in the Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why wouldn't they? If they were going to just have him in the Deadpool movie, they'd probably use Daniel Cudmore, but if they're going young and using this whole team, they'd recast him younger. So.
Yeah.
That might be a thing.
I'm just so curious how they're going to tell the story, because obviously they're going to lift ideas from Age of Apocalypse and other subsequent stories, but they can't tell it in one succinct movie.
YouTube user Justice Sucks wrote about him. He was on EastEnders. His acting would match Angel more than Iceman.
Okay.
Oh, thanks,
all right.
Thank you, Justice Sucks.
All right, moving on.
I love all of our viewers. I love their insight. They're so freaking smart.
They're good. Keep them coming.
We've also got news that the Fantastic Four trailer took Miles Teller by surprise.
I think it took everyone by surprise. Let's just be honest.
I think it took us all by surprise because we finally saw something.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, there's something to see for this?
There's a movie, you guys.
There's an actual movie? Okay, yeah, we'll watch that.
I mean, he's been like showing up to set, but I don't think he knew what they were doing.
Everything is just green screen. He's like, we're making a movie. Look at this. I got slinkies in my suit, you guys.
I guess we're doing this, huh? I'm who? Ricard? What? Richards.
Richards.
Sure,
right.
I can do that. Sure, sure. He said it took him by surprise. I think it was on MTV or something like that. That, you know, it more or less was, when you do a movie, you don't see the whole thing, and then You see it, and that's awesome. Okay.
All right.
So, not a lot of news there, but it is kind of interesting that he hadn't seen anything until the trailer.
Like, I mean, like, no dailies or anything.
Were you guys worried about a comment about the fact that the movie's not done until he's at the premiere? Like, that to me was just like, we're still doing reshoots forever.
Yeah.
Like, that was super ominous to me.
Yeah, like, the interviewer asked him if they were going back to do more reshoots. Reshoots for the third act. And then he specified, you know, like, the one in the negative zone. I was like, wait, so, like, we absolutely know we're going to the negative zone.
Yeah, that felt like a really interesting, I don't know, it felt like a shameless way to get him, like, information out. He was just let me insert a lot of information. He doesn't deny it. I don't know.
All right, well, anyway, we've got that. And we also got our first looks at the pictures of the Fantastic Four. Can we get those up, Tarvis? Yeah, look at that. There's some Invisible Woman action.
I mean,
she's very visible.
People?
She's looking.
Is that a hallway full of bodies?
Yeah, I think she killed all of them with the power of her invisibility.
They might be unconscious.
Yeah, and there's a Human Torch. It's pointing out on the Human Torch, he's got vents. They made a point to say that all the suits...
Yeah. Have vents.
They're containment.
It's the dumbest thing to have containment suits that don't contain your powers.
No,
but it helps him to not overheat, the vents.
Well, he's made of fire!
but exactly. Like, you don't want him to overheat. He's like, otherwise he'd have to be naked, I think, is the point. Yes, Meredith, you have a question.
I have a really important question about the Human Torch in general. So, when he turns on fire, does that actually melt his skin off, and then does the skin regrow?
No, his skin is impervious to.
So then, why does it need to be vented?
Combustion. I don't know. Why
well,
does
then
he
don't
just...
defend the vents if you got nothing to do? You're not being paid by anybody.
Defend the slinkies, Mackie. Tell me why slinkies help.
It is ironic defense. It is not on it. It is devil's advocate defense.
It looks silly. Okay, it looks like when people buy those fake vents to stick on the side of a car, and they just like slapped it on there. That's what that
Michael
looks like.
Michael B. Jordan has a 95 Civic.
Yeah, it's almost like steampunk, where it's like, it's steampunk, just put a gear on it. It's like, no, it's a Human Torch, put a vent on it.
Here's Ben Grimm fighting a bicycle.
Take that fight.
He's outside of a baseball field.
He's all American.
With a really old bike. We better put him on a spaceship and bring him to the negative zone.
Yeah, we better transport him to the negative zone.
This is a man who knows science.
Shelby pointed out a funny thing to me at home, that they're all, every picture, all four of them, is them looking away. Like, that's the only thing they bring to, like, hey guys, do you want to stay Fantastic Four looking at things? We have that. We have those options.
Like, he looks big, I mean, because Jamie Bell's not a big guy, so, I mean, he's definitely put on some muscle for this role, but I don't understand this shot.
Any of the shots? Like, how does this help?
They're all just like staring somewhere. Like, there's no real advertisement here except for the fact that they're.
I feel like they got a lot of crap about not releasing anything, and then they were like, "Everyone loves the cast. Perhaps we show the cast candidly doing things with their bicycles."
They're trying to show how strong he is. Don't you see? He's lifting bicycles
by himself.
I don't know. Like, that's supposed to be Mole Man in the background.
That's Tim Blake Nelson. Is that right? Who's also the leader in the Hulk.
Yeah, who has already been the leader.
Like, how is that? I don't understand. Like, is the Mole Man live underground? Like, was because the Mole Man in the Ultimates, was he different? I can't remember if he was or not. Do you remember?
Was he an actual mole?
No, he was, like, deformed more than Tim Blake Nelson is. Like, he was more mole-ish.
He was, like, but he, like, he lived above ground, and then he...
Yeah, I think
like
he
retreated underground.
Yeah.
Right? So he wasn't originally down there in the Ultimates. So are they doing that here, do you think?
Well, he's pretty much said, Josh Trank has been very vocal about the Ultimates being the story they're going with. Like, he's just like, it's the Ultimates. That's all we know about it. And then even Miles Teller being the age he is and everything else is pretty clear that's the way they're going. But
yeah,
I don't know if it'll work. Like, Mark Millar's story is just so much more... A PG-13 family-friendly Fantastic Four is one story. The Ultimate version of Fantastic Four is another story. And it seems like they're trying to walk the line down the middle, and that tonally just...
Yeah.
I'm worried, man.
I don't know.
Yes. God, you have to ask a question about Fantastic Four.
Yeah, sorry.
Go for it.
So, he just mentioned the Ultimates, right? Which is kind of like the reboot version of Fantastic Four. What's the difference between that and the original story that we probably saw in the older movies or, you know, from growing up? Like, what's the big change?
The big change was that it's, like, well, the first one took place in the 60s, and the modern one took place in the early 2000s, so they updated the story. And the original version, Reed Richards and everyone, was a little bit older. Like, they were in the, like, late 20s, early 30s, right? Like,
I'd say, like, mid-30s. Yeah. They were, like, adults.
Yeah, they were full. Human Torch was younger, and I feel like Sue Storm was a little bit younger.
But he was already white-sided.
He was already white-sided, and Ben Grimm was a little older.
Which is science stress.
Yeah, science stress. So you have
to, I was just gonna say the Human Torch was kind of like a slacky 20 something.
Yeah. So like they're all younger in the Ultimates, mm-hmm. and they don't go to space and get bombarded by cosmic rays. They go to the negative zone.
Yeah.
I don't think the negative zone.
Come on, Jatarvis.
There are pocket universes and parallel universes, yeah. and it's like a side. It's an excuse to print an inverted ink, is what the negative zone is.
Yeah,
it's like this. I mean, how do you even describe the negative zone?
I mean, the negative zone is like the phantom
dimension.
Zone.
Yeah,
it's an alternate dimension.
I was about to say the phantom zone.
It's got its own like creatures and stuff that live in it. Like Annihilus is from there and wants to take over our plane of existence. But if I don't remember if in the Ultimates, were they trying to create a teleporter or were they trying to jump
dimensions?
I think
they were trying to cross dimensions, which is how they tied Ultimates into the regular 616 universe later.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, they're doing some fun stuff.
It's crazy.
In the current
Marvel's going
right
nuts.
Now.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So safe to say this is based on Ultimates, like you're saying.
Yeah. Like the whole scene where like they walk into the containment suits and or whatever, and it shuts on them and everything.
Doctor Doom is not a hacker in the Ultimates.
No, he is not.
Let it be known.
He is not. What's his name in this? It's not even Von Doom. It's
Victor
Hector Von Doom. There's one really cool Easter egg in the trailer, though. Have you guys seen that?
No, yeah. It like points at Liberia.
The IP address? Yeah. Cool. That was cool.
And it goes to the Liberia Wikipedia.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that.
I like that, too.
So Toy Box Imagineer says that Annihilus should be in this movie, or they're going to riot. And that would be kind of awesome to see Annihilus with the cosmic rod. Little bug Annihilus. Anyway,
rod. Everyone be quiet for a second. Someone's audio is on.
Mine's muted.
Weird. I can hear it somewhere. Yeah. Oh, well. I'm crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm nuts.
That's Fantastic Four. That's. Do we have anything else we want to say about Fox before we jump over to Marvel?
Well, okay, here's... I just want to say one thing.
Sure.
They put so much into X-Men, and they're giving us so much in return with, like, news and information, and we're still having to pull teeth for Fantastic Four, which is the only reason I'm afraid of this movie, because I don't think they really know what they're doing with it. Or where they're going. So that's just my one fear.
I don't think Miles Teller knows anything either.
That's what I feel about the whole cast. Like, they're all like, we did this movie, we were really good actors, we were paid, and we can't talk about it because nobody told us.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they just got, like, sides and they're like, and said it left.
And Miles Teller's like, oh, that arm stretches. That's cool.
I was wondering how I read stuff the whole time. How did I read
stuff? I had no idea.
I don't know. My concern with it is just that, like, I think the director was talking about how they have to really pay off the science of it in order to do the crazy stuff. And there's sort of like, in some of the things I've read, there's kind of like an inherent disrespect for the comic. Like, which I really find offensive to be like, these guys have been around forever, the first family of Marvel. Like, you can't say, in order to do this right, we have to do it our own way, because it's been done
right.
That's why they're still
decades.
Around. That's why there's still
the
even another
first
movie.
Marvel fan, like it was.
It was the beginning of the Silver Age.
It launched the Silver Age.
The thing is, too, is the way they're talking about the movie. It sounds like the first hour and a half are going to be the most boring, preachy, science filled, slow, dark and gritty shots. With, like, just drama and, like, tense faces and all that. And I, like, I don't care. Like,
it's the shiniest, bubbliest superhero comic arguably out there. It could have been a great it's the excuse to have a PG superhero movie. It could have been a family-friendly film and not been...
For sure.
Like, and instead we're getting Interstellar without McConaughey, I don't need that.
Right. And on the boards, they're talking about The Incredibles, which is the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. And it really it's PG, is. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's ways to do it. I don't know. Overall, like, I'm so concerned. Like, the trailer looked awesome, but at the same time, I don't want to be bored for an hour watching characters that aren't the characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, people that are just, like, frustrated and are not talking and explaining science. And like, I'm like, you're going to the negative zone?
Explain
and it's called
science.
The negative zone. The negative zone.
Dr. Doom is your bad guy.
Yeah.
Let's
not get too ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm interested to see. I like everybody involved, but there is just that element of, like, well, it's the Fantastic Four, so we better make it. We have to do it. Properly. In order to do the Fantastic Four properly, we can't do the Fantastic Four.
Right.
And I don't like
that. They're just so gun-shy after that Fantastic Four that well, already happened.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. They're trying to like take the brand back for themselves and
but the issue there
it.
Wasn't the characters and it wasn't the franchise.
No,
it was just the
yeah,
writing all that.
Was,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's move on to Marvel where they do where we all are very excited. We've got two new posters for Age of Ultron this week or we'll put those up in a second. One of them you were pointing out is the international trailer.
Okay,
or,
have you guys,
international.
Have you guys seen, so we've got poster. We've got the regular one, right?
And so here's the one that they released.
That's for us, and that's Captain America in the front, and like a chaos in the background, and like implied violence because we're Americans. And then
Vision.
If you look at the international poster. Captain America Whoa. Not only is in the back, but they hide his stars. They're like, shh, America. Like, they tuck him away, and that's so interesting. And also, the chaos is gone.
Yeah, and the vision is very Jesus-like.
Yeah, like, apparently China's like, we have Jesus vision.
Yeah, he is descending
he's
from
in
heaven.
Both of those, yeah.
Isn't that interesting,
Deus Ex Machina.
He's in both,
but how
in
much
that one,
hide
he's like majestic.
America.
Yeah,
yeah,
that
is
that's
really
pretty
funny.
Incredible. But even the first Avenger... Captain America, the First Avenger, when it was released overseas in some countries, it was just called the First Avenger, and
yeah.
they took America
yeah.
out altogether. Like, it's so interesting. Go ahead.
I'm just the Photoshop guys. The quality of this movie poster. Okay, Marvel, you have billions, probably trillions of dollars at your disposal, and I thought this poster was a fan made poster from DeviantArt. When
right.
I first saw it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step over you.
No, no, I no worries.
I was so, like, my boyfriend who works in photography and is delving into digital and pulled me aside and he's like, oh, hey, look at this terrible poster. I was like, oh, that's gotta be from DeviantArt. And he's like, no, it's the official one. I'm like, oh God. So we had a good time. I was like, we need to actually, like, I want to have a whole, like, web show where I break down critiquing this.
Well, Marvel,
I'm so
Marvel posters are all, I mean, usually, you remember the first Avengers poster? Like, 8 foot tall Captain America, just
this
like in the
just,
back, like, oh.
I don't know why this bothers me. Like, the blurring on Thor and, like, Tony's head is just so not.
It's a lunchbox.
It is.
I feel like they have the money to get all those actors in one room. I don't know why. I think they can do it, and then it would be a photo, and not, like, I just doesn't.
Do you think that's the point? Do they want to make it look like a fan-made comic book
no
poster?
It's just it's unfortunately the way movie posters are done now. So much of it is done with actual, like, not the main actors, it's done with
body
like,
doubles
body
and
doubles
head.
Yeah, and then they get random shots of the head. Like, seeing untouched movie posters is actually it's like visually offensive to me. It's something I never noticed until I understood the photo world, and it's so disappointing because they could do so much
yeah,
more.
Just have them
like with Guardians. Guardians had a great
all those
they,
like
yeah.
Star Wars inspired, like, and, mm-hmm. and do you remember the Amazing Spider-Man 2 poster that was inspired by Amazing 121? Did you ever see that?
I don't. Which
they had a third poster, like a variant poster release that was the 121 poster, which was like the different square cover style, yeah. and they had all the actors in place of their comic counterparts with Spider-Man like swinging in with the yellow background.
It was
beautiful,
awesome.
And they
yeah.
never released it. It was just like a quietly on the internet thing.
Oh.
Instead, they release. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was Sony, but still,
yeah.
this is
yeah.
just not.
One of my favorite things is that it looks like Quicksilver's doing
music.
Ninja kicks.
No, I don't have a question. I just had a comment.
No, Jatarvis, go for it.
Back in the day, like Jaws, Star Wars, you were saying, First Blood, Raiders of the Lost Ark, they were just drawings that were like really
yeah.
awesome,
yeah.
made awesome posters. You're doing a comic book movie, just do like a comic book drawing
yeah.
of all these characters
yeah.
for a poster. I think it'd be great.
And also, my whole thing with all these characters, especially the Avengers and as successful as the first film was, like, the name's going to sell it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, and I think... you can get away with a lot more. Like, this, I think, detracts from people getting excited about it, you know?
Yeah.
I always love, like, the minimalist posters
mm-hmm.
that, like,
same.
Art. I mean,
those
the art.
Blu-ray,
yeah,
like,
oh, my God, they're so cool.
Like, I would not hang that on my wall.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
That's a good test. That's a good test for it.
No.
Like, would
yeah.
you hang this on your wall?
Because that's easily
no.
my most anticipated movie, and the
yeah.
poster offends me. That's not...
Yeah.
That's just, like, the Mad Max poster is... Oh.
Yeah.
But, like, and that movie looks as good as the poster does.
Yeah.
It should
yeah.
be more...
There's no epicness to this. There's no grandeur
no.
in this.
Hey, guys,
it looks
over
like
there.
They're in the trash compactor from the first Star Wars. Like, they're all too... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and Hulk's, like, really pissed at, like,
right.
the walls. Don't you shut!
And it's weird that, like, everybody else... The sizing is so different, and, like, Cap and Hulk are the same size.
Look at Fury is hanging
yeah,
out.
Like,
shout
but they're
out.
All together.
And it looks like Thor's about to hit
I know.
Captain America
yeah,
on the head.
Yeah, whack-a-mole.
And they're all looking in different directions. Like, what is the whole idea of, like, everyone look off?
I love the Nick Fury Fury thing. If you look at all the Marvel posters side by side, Nick Fury has wandered into frame every time. Nick Fury's just like, no.
That's okay. We got one eye. You can't see where he's going.
So let's get off of the poster and let's talk about the fact that, like, some of the credits that were on the poster.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got Anthony Mackie, Haley Atwell, and Idris Elba all on the poster. So, like, we know 100% that they are in it in some capacity. So... I think we already kind of knew Atwell and Elba, but, like, Anthony Mackie, I feel like, is kind of a surprise.
I thought Elba was the surprise. I didn't feel
that. Oh, really? No, I thought I had heard that.
Yeah, because that means the scope of this is huge. They have to go to Asgard? Like, that's insane.
Well, I think we knew that we were getting Hiddleston back, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, I think, we already kind of knew about Asgard.
But it seems like because he's such a... I mean, he's integral to Asgard itself, but, like, I didn't feel
he's
we needed
to
go...
the Avengers.
Yeah, the Avengers. Yeah. We didn't need to go on the Rainbow Road. I am disappointed at the lack of... Black Panther's actor not credited on there.
Oh, interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if they're keeping some names out purposefully because we don't see that.
I think they might be actually.
Yeah. I feel like the main population doesn't know like Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther. So having his name on there, they might have just not had room, and it could be screen time. Like
that's true.
So
yeah, it might be like a hey, we come in at the very end.
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't put Stinger. Characters on the poster, but it is, you know.
But they do have the Danny Elfman.
Yeah, that's the best.
What's the credit? Like,
it's additional music by, which, I mean, that's to me a Spider-Man. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It could just be he's a really good composer, but, like, it also could be that we have Spider-Man coming in post-credits.
Oh, my gosh. You're right, because Elfman hasn't done any of the Marvel music
and
at all.
Elfman wasn't on the last poster.
You just broke my head.
Dude, the last Avengers poster didn't have additional music by Danny Elfman. In between the time they announced the Spider-Man acquisition, they added Danny Elfman.
With additional music by.
Oh, my God.
So I want...
No! I mean, I saw it, but I didn't do that. I was just like, this is great.
So hold on. Let me throw this out there. Also, is that Robert Downey Jr. announced yesterday that in 8 days we're getting a big announcement.
A week from today.
A week. So hopefully it'll break in the morning.
Yeah, please.
But what if the announcement is Spider-Man casting because we've got Danny Elfman?
Oh my God!
And if they're doing a character poster every single day, by the time we get 8 days away, we're gonna have run through all the Avengers. Even if they skip a week, skip the weekend.
But we have to do every additional Ultron bot too. Don't forget that.
So
Ultron Prime. So I think that there's a good possibility we might have like a Spider-Man casting by next week.
That's the dream. Like that's the actual.
Either Spider-Man casting or you're going to see Spider-Man in Age of Ultron. Yeah. I think the big announcement has to do with Spider-Man.
Oh my gosh.
Well, cause if you think about like the average person that doesn't follow the movie, it's hard to take a step out of like being in this, but I don't think many people that aren't as, you know, insane as we are about it, know Spider-Man's back at Marvel. Like, they probably heard about it, but they don't piece it. Like, seeing him with the Avengers is going to be the biggest deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that'd be Danny Elfman.
Yeah.
That's...
Are you okay? You look broken over there, Coach.
I told you broke my brain, man. That's a lot for me.
I'm excited. It's a lot.
That's really exciting. That's a lot. I mean, that would be awesome. Because that makes it, I mean, that now for the first time makes it real for me.
Yeah.
That makes this poster worthwhile for me. Danny Elfman's name is better than that poster.
Right. I'm going to frame just that part of it.
Well, but it may not be Spider-Man, but that is kind of like the speculation right now.
Yeah, it's really great. That's an amazing...
So also along with Age of Ultron, we got a new TV spot that hit today. We didn't really learn anything new, but it's cool that it's out there. So go watch it if you haven't seen it yet. But going back to Spider-Man, there's been some speculation. I can't remember the guy's name. I believe he writes for The Wrap. He was on Meet the Movie Press, which is on the Popcorn Talk Network also.
Jeff Snyder.
Thank you, sir. And he was saying that Sony and Marvel are both looking to have a more ethnic Peter Parker.
Yeah, he found some sort of casting notice out there that claims that they're looking for an ethnic diversity for the role of Spider-Man, which goes in contradiction to everything. Oh, and it specifically also said that we're not looking at Peter Parker, which goes...
I didn't see that.
Oh, if you watched the whole thing. Yeah. It's weird because Marvel's already said we're doing Peter Parker. So I don't understand.
Well, the press release said Peter Parker. Maybe they got it wrong. Maybe they're purposely misleading us. And they're going to surprise us with Miles. I really think that they're going to start with Peter Parker, though, because that's the known property.
Yeah. That was my whole 20-minute last time. But I think they need to. I think this is maybe the misdirection. Like, I think they know. I think they're testing the waters, to be honest. If they haven't cast him, maybe they're seeing what people want. But I think they know at their core Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Yeah, but
I've since gone back and like, as much as I personally want to see Miles, I think you're right. I really do want to see Peter Parker with the Avengers first, and then give him his due and then bring Miles in. I really just want Miles at some point. Maybe give us both. Can we both?
Yes, we can have both.
Within the next 10 years, we can have both. Your call
was my favorite of having Peter and then introduce
just evolve
and
to it. Yeah. And it'd be like them having the Christopher Nolan Batman saga and then starting a new franchise with John Valley. It'd be like, hey, Azrael's here as Batman. It'd be like, I'm not watching that.
Yeah.
Like, you need to have the legacy.
But bringing that back, but having a Nightwing.
Right. That would work. Yeah, that's kind of what Miles would be. Yeah. He'd be the Nightwing, and that would be amazing. And that would give us...
I actually thought they were going to do that at the end of the third Batman when they had him going fine. I was like, oh my god, is he gonna are they gonna do a fourth movie with him? That's kind of awesome.
But that was a terrible ending. I hated that movie. Batman gave the keys of the Batmobile to a drunk driver. Joseph Gordon-Levitt got in one fight with two overweight men and shot them.
and
there's no League of
Batman
Shadows or anything to train him, and Batman's gone, he's in France drinking espresso. There's no way he could ever be. He's gonna be dead in a minute. He's a hothead. He's on a bridge and nuke's about to go off. He's got a bus full of orphans and he's like, please let us cross. I'm like, easy, hothead.
But my Christian name is Robin, so I'm prepared.
Oh, I hated it.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Sorry, I didn't mean to get off on that tangent.
We should never go DC. It's a bad choice.
No. Don't go DC.
DC. There's a lot that I love. Yeah. That's not one of them.
It's called The Dark Knight.
It is called that.
Yeah. Do you think that they'll do like a Hispanic Peter Parker or African American?
I don't think that.
Well, if you call Peter Parker, if you have an ethnic Peter Parker, it's not Peter Parker. And then you can't introduce Miles. Like, if you have an ethnic Peter Parker, then you're like, and this guy, Miles Morales. And then it's all of a sudden like a confused Tyler Perry movie. Like, you just have a very questionable like market. Like, what do you evolve from there?
Yeah.
Like, there's nowhere to go. And you can't have Mary Jane, you can't have Gwen Stacy, you can't have
you can have all of them.
Well, they're like
you can have all
figures.
Of them. So,
because he's a kid, he's like 14, and if you have Mary Jane as like a 20-something, like, it just doesn't. Without the legacy of establishing those characters, you can't have Miles Morales be relevant.
Yeah,
but I'm not saying Miles Morales. They're saying the ethnicity of Peter Parker does not matter.
But I'm saying that doesn't make sense.
Well, I think they have to say that nowadays. Be like, well, he's going to be ethnic, but we'll still go Peter Parker anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to do Peter Parker. They're going to keep the name and the character and the history of Peter Parker, but they just may change his ethnicity. That's what
like
they're
the Human
saying.
Torch.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Because they can't say, Peter Parker's going to be white. And only white. The way God intended him to be.
This is our last show.
It's a hard topic to bring up because, let's be honest,
it really
we're all
is.
White people.
Yeah, we can't.
We can say things, but we probably shouldn't. To me, it would just be too confusing, I guess, to... And I don't know. I don't care. I mean, if they make Peter Parker Asian, Black, Martian, I don't care. I just want Spider-Man. That's all I want.
Yeah, that's it. Get the right actor, whoever he is, and
race
to do the character.
Donald Glover for Peter Parker is my seal of approval. Like,
I'm okay
adult
with
Peter
that.
Parker, Donald Glover would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't need him to be.
Yeah,
I don't
like,
need
be great.
College professor Donald Glover. Yes,
I don't need him to be Miles Morales. He could just be Peter Parker.
And that's
I just
so
love Donald
we're all Parker. Very excited to get the right guy in the booties.
Yes,
and that's all it comes down to.
Yeah. So moving over to TV, we've got some quick news on on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Sorry. Just focus.
There was a promo that was released during the Academy Awards that had Skye saying the word Inhumans for the first time. Like, that's her in the promo. And she said Inhumans, and that's exciting. Like,
yeah, we know. It's there.
Like, it's been
it's
said. It has now been said in the MCU. Mm-hmm. Inhuman. It's never been said before.
That's
there
exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's exciting because now we get to see Black Bolt.
Eventually,
like in 5 years,
2018 when the movie comes out. Like, remember that time 5 years ago?
But I am excited. So Agent Carter ended this Tuesday, and then I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. starts up
next
week, right?
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see where it goes. Like, I'm very sad to see Agent Carter go because I love that show so much.
I
it was so good. Do you want to talk about that?
So I had actually been three episodes behind, so I binge watched the three last night.
Oh,
and,
wow.
So the one big spoiler that Erica dropped, I was like, oh, I didn't know about that, but that's okay. But I was really happy with how it went. I mean, a solid show all around. Sorry, I'm like looking at the screen and wondering.
That poster is way better than the Avengers poster.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, sadly
it's
is. Yeah.
It's actually art. Yeah. But yeah, no, I really think they did a great job wrapping up Agent Carter. If it doesn't go a second season, it's good enough for me. But they left it so open ended at the end. Can I spoil? Can I give a? Okay, spoiler. We have 30 seconds.
Meep, meep.
bringing in Zola in the prison at the end.
That was so
that
cool.
Was so
that was so cool.
Cool.
That was really cool.
God.
Yeah, I loved here. I loved that.
Yeah. So that opens the floodgates for a season two, and then they can also explore the Winter Soldier.
I thought that they ended it really well with here's her story wrapped up for the most part, and here's like a couple of loose ends that you could that we could play with if we get a second season, because we won't know about a second season for a couple months. So we're done talking about Agent Carter.
Great, I'm back.
But real quick, if we could go back to that other picture.
Come on.
Yeah. I just want to point out that we've got whoever the girl in the flower dress is, Reyna from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., she's turning into is...
That's like, a Jawa.
I thought it was
She turns into a Jawa.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, Marvel in Star Wars. Come on, we can have
that
a crossover
true.
Now.
That is true. But yeah, that's our first like full kind of actual look at what she turns into in
it's
some way. So
it looks... Doesn't it... It kind of reminds me of like a Silk meets Spider-Gwen.
A little bit, but like you see the claws, and if you zoom in on the claws a little bit, you can see like there's kind of like some feathery spikes on there.
Oh, that's cool.
I think that she's going to become is it Naja? I believe is it Inhuman?
I feel like they won't
New
go
one?
Canon. I feel like
you don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, think about how well Agent Coulson did. Like he was so relevant in the Avengers movies that they made him a comic character. Like
that's
Agent
true.
Coulson didn't exist in the comics, and now he's like bro-ing out with Deadpool. I think it's a good opportunity to introduce him
to Jatarvis.
No?
I was just joining music. real quick, the Inhumans, this is like their version of mutants, basically?
Yes.
Just want to clarify that.
Yeah, so Marvel doesn't have the rights to say the word mutant. They also don't have the rights to any of the X-Men except for Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch because they served so long with the Avengers that they're kind of a legal gray area.
How does Beast work? Because Beast was an Avenger as much as he was an X-Men out for a while to me.
I don't know.
But
he's an
original X-Men. Established in the movies.
Yeah, it's true.
The Fox movies, Fox owns him.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a shame.
Second part of the question, who's Silk?
Oh, that's just a character in the Spider-Verse storyline, Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah. Oh, he's a Spider-Man character.
Yeah,
Spider-Man. She's really rad.
Lady Spider-Man.
Yeah. I haven't read it. The issue just came out this week,
right?
Or last week. I haven't read it yet.
But
Silk number one?
Yeah. I'm really excited. But to answer the mutant versus inhuman thing, so what happens is, when Fox bought the rights for the X-Men, they bought the rights for the word mutant. Inhumans have been well established in the Marvel comic universe way before Fox had the rights for the films. But what the Inhumans are a genetically bred form of mutants that were started by the Kree. The Kree.
Yep.
And
which is why it ties into the MCU so well.
Yeah. So what they are is their mutations, though, generally are very physical as well as power-oriented, where a lot of mutants kind of, you have some physical...
Yeah, you get
like,
options.
Yeah, you have options. So they run of all flavors. So the Inhumans, and what Marvel is doing in the movie universe is basically bringing forth mutants, but using the Inhuman title. So we're probably going to see even some ideas and storylines that we know from X-Men titles brought into the Inhumans.
And that's also what they're alluding to at the end. The tag on Winter Soldier, where he goes, the Age of Miracles is about to begin.
Yeah.
That's
basically
what he was saying, right?
Yeah.
Because technically Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are mutants, though they might try to establish them as Inhumans.
Yeah, it sounds like they're kind of trying to retcon
versus
that in some way.
Superhumans.
Yeah.
Well, didn't something come out where they said that it was... the bad guy at the end of it that was talking about the twins, that like the Hydra guy, I think, was doing tests with the scepter, and that's what triggered their powers.
Mm.
Oh, you think that's gonna be the new Mist?
If that was somebody
could
said,
be interesting.
That's what
well,
I read.
But I mean, we saw the Terrigen Mist in Aegis of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right. So theoretically,
so we have that already.
But he was doing tests on them that unlocked their abilities.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It would be interesting.
But if they were exposed before to the Mist, and then that unlocked it,
though, it would be also interesting to see if Hydra was also in a conjunction trying to create their own mutants. So what if they're like human-based Inhumans, but not actual, like,
which is, I think that's what they did with the Ultimate line, isn't it? Like, mutants were man-made.
And then it, like, broke the psyche of the mutants, because that was their whole pride thing.
Yeah.
It was like, we're the next evolution. Oh, made us.
Oh, you made us. Oh, great. Now I feel kind of like a jerk.
Slightly less validated.
So, yeah. Does that answer your question, Jatarvis?
See.
So heading over to Netflix real quick, we got some new pics of Daredevil.
These came out last night.
Last night or early this morning. Yeah, I can't remember.
Really,
but we've got Deborah Ann Wall. Is it Wall? Is that her name?
Wall.
Playing Karen Page. So that's I think the first we've seen of her. Like I don't think
we saw
her in the trailers. So there she is with Charlie Cox's Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There we have our first picture of Foggy Nelson.
Oh my gosh.
I love Foggy Nelson in the comics.
Yeah, he's
like,
great.
He's one of my favorite characters. Like,
of course he is.
Note how much.
What does that even mean?
These pictures are so much better than the, like, the staring away Fantastic Four photos. This
yeah,
is just,
they are.
To me, this is just Marvel versus Fox.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is Marvel being like, hey, mm-hmm. we've been quiet, but look how you present photos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this just works for me.
Oh, it's
just,
God. There's
so much action.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Everything is so
it's
perfect.
Great. That's. Can we go back to that, Chitarvis? That's a stupid picture. And I love it.
Yeah, you can
like,
look
into
that.
There's nothing in that picture.
Yeah.
But because of who it is and what the series is, that, like, has me... Like,
it
there's
like,
there
you?
Used to be something hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? It's like an exposed nail. Like, that's a terrible picture. But I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because of the characters, you know what's going on. You know what they're doing. Like,
they're...
And they're in
it. Yeah, they're like...
And you have so much... You want to know more about that image. With the Fantastic Four images, I just want to be annoyed by them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel any drive to learn. This, I want to know.
This, they're acting. Like, they're you know what I mean?
Like, Jamie Bell's not, like,
active.
Holding a bike.
Right. Like, they're actively doing something in that scene.
Even though they're just sitting there.
They're responding.
In
they're,
the most boring picture ever.
But they're obviously responding to something that's being
right.
said.
Right, and that's an amazing thing.
I believe that's the air conditioner behind him. For the adjust the air conditioner.
What?
What?
Oh, like a thermostat.
Yeah, it's like a thermostat.
Oh, from far away.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking news.
I got a closer view.
Breaking news. They have air conditioning. Central heating and air.
Thanks
in Daredevil.
Fun in Hell's Kitchen.
That's our first picture of Night Nurse. Yeah.
Night Nurse taking
nursing.
Care of
Rosario
Dorte.
MacGruber.
He looks like him in that shot.
Yeah. He does.
But you know that's. Again, like, it's a very interesting picture. You want to know, like, what led to that, like, at
well,
what point in the series.
Well, we know he
series,
obviously like, was fighting, because he wouldn't just be going to Night Nurse as a, like, oh, my God, I fell down some stairs.
I was lawyering so hard, you guys. This lawyered me.
So let's go on to the next picture real quick, Jadarvis. Kingpin.
Yeah,
I mean,
awesome.
We've seen that shot in the trailer, but it's still such a good shot.
And
like,
we've seen that shot in the comics. That's what strikes me is you see, like, it's interesting how they introduce Kingpin from his back so often in the comics to see it, like, without knowing that you're like, eh, but knowing that it's even.
And that's something that Marvel does so well is they lift imagery from the comics. They invoke for us fans of the comic books. We get to see that play out in live action. And I love that.
And they fill in the rest of it. Like, I think that's what a lot of the Spider-Man movies, the things that they do well is lift images.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man is only effective when they're doing things exactly from the comics book.
So the web swinging is so perfect. Like, when you see the web swinging, you see, like, Todd McFarlane poses and, like, Bagley poses.
And
there's, like, moments
that's
of...
And then, but then they can't handle the other stuff properly. This seems to be doing
story
both already, which I'm
to do.
Excited about.
That whole story,
That whole story nonsense.
When they have the people talk.
But that's like you can almost see that lifted straight from like what Bendis and what was his name Maliv?
Yes,
that run.
Love
like,
I see John
that
Reader
Jr. almost
man.
Looks like that, right?
I see old JRJR from the 80s, like the Electra getting killed era. Like to me, that's what this playing with, and his costume is like straight Frank Miller, which is exciting. They're getting like the greatest hits of Daredevil.
Yeah, they really are.
It's amazing.
They really are. Is that the last of the pictures? I thought we had one more.
What
do we got, Jatarvis?
Quick question. So this is established Kingpin as a character, which he's a big character in our Marvel Universe, especially in Spider-Man. Would you like to see Vincent D'Onofrio go off and just take over in some movies? Like, would you be upset if they recast him in another film? Or would you like, if they did a Spider-Man movie, would you like to see him be Kingpin? Or is the jury still out on that?
I think it's got to stay Vincent, right? Like, in my opinion, like, that was the strongest casting choice they made for Daredevil, was, like, as soon as they... I was a little reluctant with Charlie Cox, admittedly, but as soon as they said Vincent D'Onofrio, like, Full Metal Jack, like, it just was like,
it blew my mind. I was like, oh my God, yes.
So I think
you
got
to
stay with that.
Was it confirmed that these shows are with the Marvel Universe?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Actually, we got a something in the news last night or today with these pictures where the... Marvel Television's Emma Fleischer said, "We are still part of the Marvel Universe, but we're not explicitly in that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. world. We're on our own corner. So the aliens came down, ruined the city, and this is the story of Hell's Kitchen and how they rebuild."
Oh, cool. So it's post-Avengers.
It's post-Avengers.
Smart timeline.
Yeah,
pre-Age of Ultron. Mm-hmm. Even though it comes out right around the same time as Age of Ultron, it's pre-all of that. So. Yeah. And we probably won't get any of that, but
that's awesome. Maybe we'll see some of these characters pop up in Infinity War just as cameos.
It's possible.
I think what they're going to do is they're going to kill all the Avengers off in Infinity War, and then the new Avengers team that someone has to assemble is going to be the Defenders. And then from there, you might have like your Black Panther and like a new team form from there. And then you can have like you can run with that canon forever, and then bring them back because Gauntlet.
Yeah.
So Marvel is just going to dominate everything.
Forever.
They
just start printing money with Spider-Man on it. Like, there's no longer presidents on money. Yeah. It's just superheroes. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
We did it, you guys.
That's the world I want to live in.
Yeah.
We're practically there.
I already live there.
Yeah. They just don't take my money at the bank. But my money is Spider-Man.
When I pay my rent with Thanos on a $100 bill.
Yeah.
We've done already.
Yeah.
It'd be a good question to figure out which characters on each bill.
Oh.
Like Captain America on the $1 bill.
That's really disrespectful. Oh, Captain America, you're like, how about a stripper bill for Cap?
Yeah.
Like, Steve Rogers goes in the
story. Hey, George Washington's on the one.
Exactly. Listen, that's what I said.
No, I think Hawkeye would be on the dollar bill.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a...
Should
can
we
that
make
be our
audience?
Question of the week?
We can make that our question of the week.
Okay.
I was going to make it a different one, but we can absolutely do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
JTE.
Good work, Jatarvis. So we're going to move away from Daredevil. We're going to move to the fans real quick. If you have questions, go ahead and ask us. We've got a couple minutes left. But we did want to say, first of all, Drew Walker, when you're listening to this, please contact us over our website so we can get all the Wizard World stuff squared away for you.
Yay.
Because congratulations, you won.
Otherwise, I'm going to find a random Drew Walker on Facebook and message them.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to do that. So please contact us over Facebook so we can get your prize all squared away. But last week we asked the question, what Marvel character should Pedro Pascal play in the MCU?
Yeah.
We picked our top 10. Rob Beatty said Namor. Ikea Ikimonte said Mr. Sinister. Oh. Tomas Zelenka said Taskmaster. Dan Boucher said if he was a bit more buff, mm-hmm. he could be a great Kraven the Hunter.
Hmm.
Teodor Zvetkov said Morlon. Daniel Parlin said Moon Knight. Tommaso Imo said Steel Serpent. Junaid Ali said Forge. Cliff Riviera said Corsair, the leader of the Star Jammers. And Jasper Elwes said Ego, the Living Planet.
Aww.
I had to throw I don't know that I see Pedro Pascal as Ego, but Ego.
Yeah. Like, thank you.
I love that character.
Awesome. Oh, this is a good one.
I see Ralphie May as Ego, the Living Planet. That for me.
That's just because he's a living planet already. So what do you guys think? Taskmaster, we've got Sinister, we've got Kraven, Morlun.
I want to see him. I want to see him play Mr. Sinister just because I have a weird.
I love Mr. Sinister.
As a Jean Grey clone, I love Mr. Sinister.
What do you think?
I like Kraven so much. I never would have thought of that my own, but like I could see like it's similar wardrobe mm-hmm. and like the way he moves and like that fighting style. And if not Forge, but I have this weird thing with Forge where I can't figure out why I don't like him. Mutant power is to fix VCRs. Like they're like, we've done so much with mutant kind. When he has the right tools, enough time, and the know-how, he can build things. Like everyone has that mutant power.
I can tell
he can
you,
fix IKEA furniture. That's his thing.
He's Swedish. So I don't like Forge because he's the original quote unquote nice guy.
So you just, that's why you like Mr. Sinister? You're just like, I like bad boys.
I do like bad boys. I am the quintessential unicorn trope, and I don't like Forge because he's a nice guy and he's going to tip his hat.
And like, that's why
lady.
Storm was like,
that's,
always yeah, crapping on
him. That's why Meredith hates me, because I'm such a nice guy. I'm the quintessential nice guy.
I think Kraven's strong. That's a really good one.
That is a good one.
Cook?
I think Kraven is a great call. I also would love to see him play Moon Knight.
Moon Knight's pretty cool.
That's the one that got me the most excited, I think, because, mm-hmm. I don't know, yeah, I would love to see him as like a brooding...
I see Ben Foster as Moon Knight. Like, just multiple personalities, like, totally psychotic but friendly. Like, I see Moon Knight as way more, like... I don't think I'd want to meet Moon Knight. Like, and whereas, you know, Ben Foster, instantly you're like...
Wait, what do you mean?
Does he do that at home all the time? When you see Ben Foster in something, you're always like, this guy's charming, but oh no.
Right.
And like, whereas when you see, you know, Pedro, you're like,
Yeah.
And Moon Knight, I feel, is a little more unhinged than that. You know?
Yeah. I agree.
So, whereas, like, I see Kraven.
I think he'd be a great Kraven.
Yeah.
I also would love to see Moon Knight.
Exist.
I would love that.
I think that's phase two on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's all
it's gotta be.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta be. They're pushing
characters.
Him so much more lately.
But,
so.
Like, that good Finch art, like, have it shot right. Like,
I love Finch.
Yeah.
Do you have any votes on this? Namor, Sinister, Taskmaster?
I'm gonna go Sinister.
You're gonna go Sinister?
Redheads know what's up.
Do you have any others that you want to throw into the mix there?
I like Namor just because that's a personal favorite of mine, but Sinister...
Poor Namor. I think that's the first time anyone's ever said that
about
Namor.
Yeah, it's such a positive thing to say about Namor.
Yeah.
Zach Quinto for Namor.
Yeah.
He's got the eyebrows.
I would love Zach
I was
Quinto
going
for
to
Namor.
Say, I love Corsair. I want to see the Starjammer so bad.
No!
You don't like Corsair?
I hate the Starjammer.
Oh my god, I love the Starjammer.
I hate it too. I hate whenever they go to space except for Guardians, yes. I'm always like, come back to Earth, X-Men. Come back to Earth. We don't need this.
I love the Starjammers. I don't know why.
There's 4 years in the 80s where I just have to power through the comics.
Yeah. Exactly. I have to be like, we're coming up on some good stuff. Trust me, brain. We'll get there together.
I love the big green robot with the little robot in his back. Those two. That he's one of the Starjammers.
I actually don't know this.
That's...
I think so. I think
I know so.
Okay.
He's or he might be part of the Imperial Guard.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking he might be Imperial Guard. Yeah. Which means that you probably also hate Corsair.
I just can't handle the Star Jammer.
I just can't believe he's never.
It's not the X-Men. X-Men belong on Earth to fight mutants, and Guardians can have their space fun.
Exactly.
Just rock out, guys.
Corsair, just stay away.
They've never given Corsair.
Like, yeah, Cyclops' dad just like pops in, just like this weirdly distant father. Like that whole, like they've got that whole young Cyclops hanging out with his dad in comics right now, and I'm like,
yeah,
so that's the
Father's Day special, like, yeah, forever as a series.
And no, because it's one of the most dysfunctional father-son relationships in all of comic history.
And now
I don't want
his
read
dad
it
would be his grandpa, yeah, because it's the younger him. And
exactly,
why is that normal?
It
like they don't talk about
sense.
It doesn't know.
I'd rather have a Star-Lord and Daddy comic series.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather watch Beast and Old Beast talk science.
Yeah, yeah.
Like anything but dad issues.
Well, I would love to watch.
And throw in Dark Beast just as
just
because
what?
It's
because
like
of the
like
Beast Trinity.
Company, just like, da-da-da-da, wacky Dark Beast. It's a musical show.
Can we shoot
War Star?
Yes.
So we've got...
I think was the green guy's name.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so. So we've got one vote for Starjammers. We've got one vote for Moon Knight. We've got two votes for Kraven, two votes for Sinister, and one vote for Namor. So let's just go with those. We've got Namor, Sinister, Kraven, Moon Knight, or Corsair.
Wait, why don't we go with the top? There's two that have two.
Yeah, we do. The two.
Kraven. So Sinister,
okay,
or Kraven.
So Sinister or Kraven.
Have we asked Jatay his opinion?
Oh, Jatarvis, do you have an opinion?
Sure. I would go... You know what? Growing up, I always put John Travolta as Mr. Sinister. I know that sounds ridiculous.
So did Idina Menzel.
When I was a kid, I used to cast all my favorite X-Men with like famous people of the 90s. And I always had John Travolta in there. I don't know why. I think it was the hair.
So we're asking,
but
who would you want to pick?
I got to go with Kraven because it's
Kraven.
Okay,
all right.
All right. Then I think that wins. The,
Kraven
then,
wins it.
Then all that right wins. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Dan Boucher, congratulations! You
get a pat on the back.
You get a pat on the back.
Yes,
that's good practice, yeah, because next week I believe we'll be presenting our Wizard World question to get two
ooh
free tickets.
Whoa.
To any Wizard World in the
whoa
United States.
Yes.
Our question for this week is going to be what denominations would the Avengers get?
Yeah,
I think that's a great question.
I think it's
that's
a great
lot
question.
Awesome.
That's
like
so much to go through, though.
It
okay
is
ones, fives, tens, twenties, hundred. We're skipping 2 and 50.
All right.
So you have five.
So you have five.
Yeah.
We're looking for ones, fives, tens, twenties, and hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
Which Avenger would be on each one of those? We'll pick our top five and then
put
those
Sandman
up
on the $2 bill would be great for those two issues. He was an Avenger.
Feel free to put your 2 and 50 choices. We'll at least get a laugh out
yeah
of
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel free to, but
feel
you don't
free
have to.
To acknowledge and ignore those yeah 2 and 50s.
So yeah, that's our show. Thank you for tuning in this week. We always love to come to you. And do we have any final thoughts? Do you guys have anything else you want
I
to talk about?
I just want to know what Robert Downey Jr. is going to drop next week.
I know.
I'm so excited.
And
yeah,
is he going to do it before our show?
The Judge 2.
Uh-huh.
I'm just waiting.
Everyone
for
can't wait.
Guys, can we get RDJ on? Can we just announce it on our
yeah
show?
Yeah, he can announce it on
work
our show.
Work on that, Jatarvis.
Yeah.
Robert Duvall is Mr. Sinister. Judge 2.
Yes.
So special thanks to our prize sponsor, Wizard World Conventions. They've got Chicago Fan Fest next week, I believe, March 7th and 8th. Then they're off to Raleigh, North Carolina on March 13th through 15th, and then on to Vegas in April 24th,
also,
25th, and 26th.
Also, they've got some great guests coming to that Raleigh show.
They've got
so,
some great
yeah
guests.
We'll
yeah
talk about
so you
that
guys
next
keep
week
keep that keep looking mm-hmm at that stuff. Please do not forget to subscribe to our show. That helps us out. It keeps us coming to you. Marvel Movie News on iTunes and on YouTube or through the Popcorn Talk Network. You can also find us on their website, popcorntalknetwork.com. That's our show. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com.
I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.